This is an audio version of the leaflet entitled Healthcare in Scotland for Holidaymakers from Overseas from NHS Inform, health information you can trust. In Scotland, most healthcare is provided by the National Health Service, the NHS. If you are coming to Scotland on holiday or to visit friends or relatives, you may have to pay for healthcare you need while you are here and should get travel insurance with medical cover before your trip. This fact sheet tells you about the healthcare you may be able to get free from the NHS if you become ill or have an accident. Can I get free NHS care while I am on holiday in Scotland? Yes, some healthcare services are free for everyone. These include emergency care in a hospital, in the accident and emergency department, casualty department or minor injury unit, emergency care at a GP surgery. In Scotland, family doctors are called general practitioners or GPs. Emergency transport in an ambulance. Sexual health services, that is family planning. Treatment for some infectious diseases and sexually transmitted infections in the best interests of public health. If you need other health care, NHS staff will ask you to show them some documents to help them decide if you can be treated as an NHS patient. I live in the European Economic Area, the EEA, or Switzerland. Can I get free NHS care when I visit Scotland? Yes. If you normally live in the EEA or Switzerland, you will not have to pay for treatment that is necessary while you are here. This includes treatment for an illness or condition you had before coming to Scotland, including dialysis, as well as treatment you need if you become ill or have an accident while you are here. You must get a European Health Insurance Card, an EHIC, in your own country before your trip. You may need to show your EHIC card to NHS staff. If you don't have an EHIC card or cannot obtain a provisional replacement certificate, NHS staff may not be able to treat you as an NHS patient. You may need to pay for any care you receive. EEA countries are as follows: Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. I don't live in the EEA or Switzerland. Can I get NHS care when I visit Scotland? You may be able to. The UK has special arrangements with some countries outside the EEA. If you come from one of those countries, you will be able to get some free healthcare from the NHS while you are here. You should ask the health service in your own country about this. You will get some free NHS care if you live in one of the following countries: Anguilla, Armenia, Australia, Azerbaijan, Barbados, Belarus, Bosnia, the British Virgin Islands, Falkland Islands, Georgia, Gibraltar, Isle of Man, Israel, Jersey, Kazakhstan, Kosovo, Kyrgyzstan, Macedonia, Moldova, Montenegro, Montserrat, New Zealand, Russia, Serbia, St. Helena, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Turks and Caicos Islands, Ukraine, Uzbekistan. What happens if I need treatment? NHS staff will need to see some documents to make sure you can get NHS care. NHS staff may need to see documents that show where you live, for example, your driving licence or other documents to prove you are registered for work or healthcare in your own country. If you don't have the documents they ask for, NHS staff will not be able to treat you as an NHS patient. You may need to pay for any care you receive. If you don't normally live in a country listed in this document, you will need to pay for all of your healthcare, other than the healthcare services that are free to everyone. Is all healthcare free for NHS patients? No. If you are treated as an NHS patient, a lot of your healthcare is free, but like UK citizens who normally live in Scotland, you will need to pay for some things, for example, some dental treatment and eye care. Will I need to pay if I need transport with medical support to get home? Yes. If you become ill or have an accident and need transport with medical support to go back to your home country, you will have to pay for this. The costs of transport with medical support are not covered by the EHIC or by any special health arrangements that Scotland has with some countries outside the EEA, and neither the Scottish Government nor NHS Scotland will pay for a journey home with medical cover. You should get travel insurance with medical cover that fully meets your needs before your trip. What can I do if I run out of my medicines while I am in Scotland? Visit a local GP. You can contact a GP in the area where you are staying and ask to make an appointment. To find a local GP, phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488 or look on the internet at the website www.nhs24.scot. Staff will ask to see some documents to help them decide if you can get NHS care. You may be asked to show your EHIC card, your passport, or a document showing where you live. The GP will decide if you can be registered as a temporary resident. If you are registered as a temporary resident, you will not need to pay to see the GP. The GP will ask you about your medicines and give you an NHS prescription. This is a document that you can take to any pharmacy. The pharmacist will give you the medicines listed on the prescription. If the GP decides that it is more appropriate to see you as a private patient, you will need to pay to see the GP. The GP may give you a private prescription and you may need to pay the full price for each medicine on the prescription. Go to a pharmacy. You can go to a pharmacy in the area where you are staying and ask the pharmacist for a small supply of the medicines you need. If the pharmacist agrees to do this, you will need to pay the full price for the medicines. To find a local pharmacy, phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488 or look on the internet at the website www.nhs24.scot. Your medicines may not be available in the UK. How can I find out more? Visit the NHS 24 website at www.nhs24.scot for health information and advice. For information about health conditions and services, phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488. The text phone is 1800 0800 224488. The helpline also provides an interpreting service. The helpline is open every day between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. You can only call the helpline from the UK. Other fact sheets in this series are healthcare for people coming to Scotland to work, healthcare for people coming to Scotland to study, healthcare for asylum seekers and refugees in Scotland, healthcare in Scotland for UK passport holders living abroad, healthcare in Scotland for former UK residents now working abroad, and healthcare for UK pensioners visiting Scotland. You can get these fact sheets from anywhere you get NHS care, the website www.nhsinform.scot, or the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488. Feeling unwell? Go to a pharmacy and ask for advice. To find your nearest pharmacy, phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488 or look on the internet at the website www.nhs24.scot. Visit the NHS 24 website at www.nhs24.scot for health information and advice. Phone NHS 24 on 111. NHS 24 can provide an interpreting service. In an emergency, if your condition is very serious, phone 999 and ask for an ambulance. We have tried our best to make sure that this information is correct. However, the information is for guidance only, so you should not rely on it as a full statement of the law. If you are thinking about taking legal advice, you should contact a solicitor, a Citizens Advice Bureau, or other advice agencies. Check the website www.nhsinform.scot for versions of this information in other languages or formats. Produced by NHS Inform, health information you can trust. That is the end of the recording.